Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Santiago Rosario. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Stock. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Wes Stock. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Floyd Weaver. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Floyd Weaver. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is called out on strikes. One out. René Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Causey reaches second base with a double. Campaneris moves to third. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Stahl reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Causey scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Charles steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to third. One out. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosario hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mike Hedlund now pitching. René Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-1 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stock covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stahl hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Hauser moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stahl. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosario takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Hershberger scores. Rosario moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jim Landis pinch hits for West Stock. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Lachman moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Stahl now playing left field. Jim Landis now playing center field. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplau pinch hits for Gary Bell. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Brown moves to second. Don Mossy now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Hauser goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's Athletics, 7, Indians, 7. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stahl hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield bunts in front of the plate. Lachman juggles the ball. That's an error on Lachman. Colavito moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton is walked intentionally. Max Alvis pinch hits for Duke Sims. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito tags and scores. One out. It's 8-7, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Brown reaches second base with a double. Whitfield scores. Hinton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-7, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Brown scores. It's 11-7, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Siebert moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Jim Dixon now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger is called out on strikes. 1 out. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lachman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing third base. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stahl strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.